every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, Floridian and EQ angler Blake Smith joins us to set up next week's EQ finale at Lake Okeechobee. Also competing in that event is former Elite Series pro Stephen Browning, father of Elite Bo Browning, and he'll discuss his quest to return to the elites. And kicking things off, Mike Sukon from Bassmaster Live with his calculator tells us who has the best chance to grab a seat at the elite table. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now it's time to crunch some numbers for the EQ for the Elite Qualifier coming up at Okeechobee next week. Of course, we're in the middle of redfish right now. And you guys that are watching that on Bassmaster Live are seeing Mike Sukan. He is in studio, but he is also getting ready for 3 days of coverage from the Elite Qualifier at Okeechobee. And Such will have that. He's going to have extra batteries in the calculator. He'll be having that thing humming, trying to figure out who's going to make the top 10, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Such, welcome back, man. How are you?
You know, fine, Mr. Tom Abraham. I'm doing well. Yeah, I got some numbers I've been working up here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're
looking to see who's going to make it to the Elite Series next year from these EQs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys that are doing the same thing. A lot of the guys that are fishing are doing the same thing. But first and foremost, you know, there's a classic berth on the line. And, you know, so we're getting very close to finishing up the classic field. And next up is Cole Sands. We've already put a couple of guys in off of EQs because we've had double qualifiers for the first two tournaments. So next up is Cole Sands. So who is Cole Sands pulling for at the Nitro Boats Elite Qualifier at Okeechobee?
I think he's got seven guys. First off, he just missed at the Bass Nation. Chris Miller was in third place. He got knocked out by the last guy, finished fourth. Mm-hmm. That would have gotten Cole Sands into the Bassmaster Classic. Chris Miller had already won an open earlier this year, so he was already in. He would have double qualified. But now it is the opens guys who have won who could double qualify and get Cole Sands in. Chase Clark, Trey Schroeder, Dylan Filardu, Yuhei Aoki, Casey Scanley, and, of course, Laker Howell. He's won two events this year. Big year for Laker. But he doesn't have much of a chance. He's way down in the stand. He's had one bad event, and that knock you out in this three-event sprint here for the Nitro Boats EQs getting to the elites.
Yeah. Now, the one thing we don't know as of right now for sure is who all the cherry pickers from the elites might be. There might be an elite or two that slips into this one, you know, because they still have that opportunity up until almost the last minute, you know. And so, if an elite who is qualified, you know, that would, you know, that would also give him another shot. So he's got basically about seven guys that Cole Sands is pulling for
right now
in this deal right now, as far as we know. And you know, when we talk about, you know, Bo Browning on the show today as well, and Laker Howell was on a few weeks ago when he won at Wheeler, and those guys, I mean, it's going to take a miracle. I mean, right now it looks like those guys are not, the numbers don't work out for them. But it's amazing that basically one day, the first day at Champlain for both those guys is going to cost them a shot at the elites. That's how intense this little sprint to the elites is.
Yeah, I felt for Stephen Browning after that first day coming in, and he was in the 90s, and I said his EQ season is basically over. I mean, what a tough way to go. One day.
Yeah.
Kills your bid.
I wonder how much, you know, and Laker had two fish. I mean, it's almost like it's statistical, but they should put him in just for doing that. To go to Champlain and only catch two fish is pretty hard. I mean, there's nobody that did that.
Yeah.
You wonder what the number would have been if they had finished 50th, right? I mean, you know, just something like that. 40th, 50th, 60th, something like that. You know, what a difference that would have made in the math.
Yeah, with his second event, Browning had an eighth place at Wheeler. Laker won, so, I mean, that's 95 points for first place. And right now he's down, what is he, a 40th in the points with a 97th and a first. That's not a great average. The guy in 10th place right now, Jack Geis, has a 35th and 11th. So you add those up, divide by two, and you know, he's right there.
Yeah, he is right there. All right, so let's take a look at it then. First of all, let's go to the top of the table. The guys like Matt Messer, Aaron Jagdfeld, Fisher Anaya, Gray Buck, Russ Lane, former elite, looking to get in, and he loves Okeechobee. Jace Lindsay is up there as well. Those guys that are in the 164 to 175 range right there, how bad would it have to be for them? Do they all have to crash and burn, you know, finish 60th or worse, something like that? What's the math say to, for that, for those guys?
Well, I figured out 10th place was 149 points. So you divide that in half, it's about 75 event. The mark to gain is 223.5. You may have some other guys fall down and some other guys pop in there, but 223 average about 25th place or better in all three events. Matt Messer is at 175. He needs less than 50 points. So you're talking, you know, with 95 points for first, he could finish near 50th, 60th.
And still make
it. And still get in. Those top guys. Russ Lane told me, and I'm going to talk about this, the ages of these guys. The Messer's 24. Fisher Anaya could be the third ever youngest elite at 19 years old. Russ Lane is 53. He blows the average up 3 years for each guy in the top 10. It was like 25 without him, and it's 28 with him.
That's something. I mean, yeah, these guys are coming in awfully young, and Russ has a lot of experience there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, as well. And they are able to use forward-facing sonar. I know some people question that because in some of the events, you know, next year it'll be every other event on both the Opens and the Elites,
right,
where they won't have it, but they definitely have it here at this event. You know, you got to think Russ has a great, great shot. All right, so going to, you know, go to Jack Dice now at 10. So he's got 149 points, as you said, about 75, 74 and a half average there. What do you think if you're Jack Dice? What's the number that he's looking at to make sure that he stays in the top 10?
20th or better, probably. 25th or better, I imagine. And look at Matt Adams right behind him. He got gut punched at by Laker Howe by 2 ounces, mm-hmm, at Wheeler. And last year he was tied for the last spot to get into the elites and fell down in the final event and missed it. So I would sure like to see him. And he's confident. He's the guy who told me, Okeechobee, I've been there. I know it a little bit, like Russ Lane. Some of these young guys have never seen it. Fisher Nye said he's never been there before.
Yeah.
Several of these other guys have never fished there. So that's a kind of a wild card in there. And the he's Matt Adams, unless something's changed, said the water's pretty low. So it's going to be tough for some of these guys to figure it out. And some of them are going to catch them big, and some of them are going to miss. And yeah, it's just going to depend on who that is.
Yeah, I got a lot of history there too. My parents have lived in Southwest Florida for since 1978. So you know, and I lived down there for a while before coming up to Tennessee and Alabama. And so you know, I used to fish there quite a bit. But it might be those guys that have history can sometimes that can be a hindrance because you want to fish your history and that lake changes so much. So you know, we're liable to see somebody show up that's never seen the thing before and figure out something that nobody else even considered doing.
Yeah, it's like, well, I did a story on Colby Dark. I spoke with him, and he is one of the young guys, 20 years old. He's in 22nd, 130 points. 95 points would get him right at 225. So I think he's the dark horse, one of the last guys who could get in. There's a couple other guys, Connor Jacob and Ryan Lochinet right there, and Riley Nielsen, who could possibly, if all the things fall right, but that's going to depend on guys above them, a lot of guys above them, not doing as well.
Yeah, a lot of people are pulling for Matt Adams too. I mean, like you said, I love Matt. He's just he's good people, and we try to be impartial, but there are certain guys you pull for. You don't want to see somebody fall out, but where he sits right now, you got to feel like 25, anything top 25, he's going to have a real good shot of squeezing back up into the top 10.
Yeah, he was hoping for that, to get in that top 10, top 15 at least, and give himself a real good shot.
So you think about the top 20, right? You think maybe the 22, all right? You're going to go as far – you'll go as deep as Colby at 22. That you think those are realistically the top 10 is going to come out of the top 22 or so?
Oh, yeah, and saying that, Colby Dark almost has to win to get to the mark. You don't imagine that 15 guys above you are gonna fall out.
Right.
You don't imagine that. Maybe 2, 3, 5 tops.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, he has to do well and do some wishing. Who knows, though? It's fast fishing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sometimes play out oddly.
So Mike Sucana and his calculator have been our guest. And, Such, we appreciate you so much. I know that I was talking to Ronnie, and I'll be chipping in on Bassmaster Live in all 3 days. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to doing the weigh-ins as well. This is going to be really exciting when we get to Saturday. I know it's a college football Saturday, but, man, when we're figuring out that top 10, it's going to be really exciting stuff. And I'm glad you're a part of the broadcast as well. I thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Tom, for having me.
All right, thank you. That's Mike Sucon. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Stephen Browning, he's not going to make it to the elites, but he might win this tournament. At least that's what he thinks. Talk to him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. This is a vet, man. I mean, I I'm always pulling for the guys of my generation. And I know I'm not supposed to be, you know, I got to play it right down the Main Street. But when I get a guy that's my generation that's in there doing his thing, like Stephen Browning is, I'm pulling for that guy. And, you know, Stephen Browning, he's over $1.7 million in his career with bass over the years. He has been away from the Elite Series for a few years, came back to fish the Opens and maybe join his son, just like Laker Howell is trying to join his dad on the Elite Series. Stephen Browning trying to join his son, and he'll be at Okeechobee for the Nitro Boats Elite qualifier there. Kind of crashed and burned at Champlain, and then had a great tournament at Wheeler in the top 10. Joins us now on the VMC Hook. Stephen, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. I'm doing very well. Gearing up, ready to head south and hit Okeechobee next week.
You know, I mentioned Bo being on the Elites and the pride. I have two sons that are in the radio business, right? So I have two sons that followed me into my chosen business. Actually, my chosen business would be to do what you're doing, but I wasn't good enough to do that. But I'm good enough to talk about it, I guess. But I get more pride out of what my boys are doing sometimes than I get, you know, out of my own career. When you're just sitting back and from 30,000 feet, kind of watching Bo's career and what's happened with him, just talk about what that means to you.
Well, it's probably one of the greatest things a father could ask for, you know, to have their sons wanting to follow in their footsteps, but actually create their own footsteps. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't want to be like Dad. I don't want to lean a lot on Dad, but I want to be like Dad. And, you know, he's been around this sport his entire life. Matter of fact, I think he was about 2 weeks old. We loaded him up and went to Florida on I think it was a Kmart Top 150 back in the day. And so he has literally been around BASS and the sport of competitive bass fishing his entire life. And just to watching him through the high school, watching him through the college, now watching him in the EQs last year, and now on the Elites this year, man, it's just, I don't even know if there's words that you can say that explains the pride that I have.
Yeah.
You know, for him, it's just an incredible feeling, and I'm working hard to try to get right there with him.
Now, I know I mentioned that you and I are in the same generation, and I know that the sport's dominated by the young guys right now. We got lures older than some of these guys that are out there fishing,
exactly.
You know, in this deal now. But I had this conversation with my wife earlier this week, and I was saying that, you know, I get it that I'm in my early 60s, but I don't feel any different, really, mentally. I don't feel any different than I have my entire adult life, for the most part. You know, I mean, I got more knowledge rolling around up there. But, you know, you're in great shape, and you still got those competitive juices flowing. I mean, other than a few creaks here and there, I mean, mentally, it's pretty much the same deal, isn't it?
It really is. You know, and that's probably one of the biggest downfalls of me and you both, Tom. It's just like we got too much knowledge up there. These young kids don't have anything to fall back on except what they know. Mm-hmm. And we have too much sometimes to fall back on. And, you know, sometimes that hurts me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had a decent, you know, we've had I think 10 tournaments, you know, open tournaments this year, and I finished in the top 10, you know, three times. So it tells me, hey, I still have it. You know, there's just some things that you need to tweak, quit trusting the past, work on the future. And, you know, I get as fired up as the next one as anybody does. So, you know, I want Wheeler Lake, just for instance, there was a young man that was in a camera boat, and I started catching him real good on day two, and that young man was just like, gosh, man, I followed you my whole life, and this kid's not 22 years old, you know. He goes, I just love the way you fish, and I got to catching them, and those moments like that, just having them get fired up for me, it fuels my fire. It really does. And I know I have many more years to go. And, like you said, my body feels good. I everything's working good. And, I'm fishing real good. It's just every once in a while you'll have a hiccup. And, I just had it at the wrong time.
I think at Wheeler, I said on live that you were fishing in a swamp, you know, which was kind of cool, you know, to see that. And John Cox, you know, he had won a Forest Wood Cup there, you know, fishing way up off of the river,
right.
And did real well in an elite there last year, throwing a frog in a backwater and stuff. So that's cool that stuff still works. It does seem to be when I look at your record this year. You mentioned the three top tens. If you could have figured out just how to finish 30th or 40th in a few of these other places, you know, at the St. Lawrence and at Leech and places like that, I mean, it's a whole different thing. It was like all or nothing for you this year, and maybe it was all or nothing on some of those places where you got to use that little spotlight thing, you know, to find them. I mean, I think that was the deal.
You know, I think, honestly, you know, looking back at it, I fished defensively on those last three events. Not really Chesapeake Bay, but I wasn't going to go out there and get in a big crowd at Chesapeake. I had some things going that I thought was going to do well, and I did well the second day. It was just the first day kind of hiccuped a little bit. The two northern, what I would consider the northern Leech and St. Lawrence, I'll be honest with you, Tom. I just was trying to get inside that top 50 instead of keeping my foot on the gas and fishing offensively instead of defensively. Mm-hmm. And, when you start doing that, I knew that I should have made a long run at St. Lawrence, knew it, but I chose not to. And it caught up to me. Like I don't know, you know, again, not enough experience on that lake, not really knowing, you know, what to do. But then day two, you know, you bust a big bag and make a big, you know, points jump. But, it's just that you got to stay in the positive mode. You got to stay on the offensive side of it. And these young kids, that's what they do because, again, they don't know enough to fall back on old times. Oh, boy, I could run over here and just catch me one and get settled in. No, they don't know that. They just going to sit out there and, you know, do their thing, which is, you know, it is good for them. I mean, and like I said, they fuel me, man. I mean, I want to beat them. I want to let them know the old man still has it. And, you know, when you, you know, we were so close down there at Tom Bigby and those type of tournaments, I know I'm going to do well. Now I just have to, and honestly, I lean on Bo a little bit, with helping me with the forward facing stuff.
Yeah.
And, he's really good with it. And, I just have to commit to it and get better.
Yeah. And I love still learning. I mean, I crack open Bassmaster magazine every month and I'm still reading articles about stuff and techniques and whatnot. And it's, you know, as if I've never seen it, you throw a square bill in the fall around wood, you know what I mean? But I'm still reading that article, you know? So it's you know, but the scope has been something that technology, it has been something interesting to learn. But one of the things that we have to dispel is this thought that this is all these kids can do. I mean, it's really not. Right. They're fishermen. They're good fishermen, been fishing since they were 10 years old. They're out there fishing high school and college tournaments and so on. We just saw Tucker Smith go win $500,000 on a tournament on Gunnersville without a scope. You know, it was a scope-free tournament.
Absolutely.
And a 24-year-old kid won the money. And so,
right.
You know, so let's give them their due, right? They can fish. These guys, they can catch.
Absolutely.
Trey McKinney and them guys
can
fish, and your son as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, and what it goes back to is the passion of fishing itself. And it's like these, if you really study these young guys that are doing very well, man, they were fishing when growing up, when they were 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. They didn't have all this technology. They had a you know, probably a flat bottom and a you know, a trolling motor. No, they didn't have the skull paddle that maybe you and I, you know, paddled the boat around with. But
we also had jobs that I didn't start serious tournament fishing until I was like 30. I had to make some money first. These guys now, they come right out of college. They're like professional athletes. You know, they come right out of college.
Absolutely.
And they keep on fishing, you know, and they don't have to go to work and make some money before they get their first boat.
Can remember my first boat was a 1542 Duracraft, which I don't even think is made anymore. And I built me a deck on the front and had me a 25 horsepower engine on the back. And it wasn't a foot control trolling motor, but I used my foot to control it. And, you know, that's what I started fishing tournaments out of. And then you go to these high school tournaments and these kids are in, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 bass boats, and I'm like, good night, boy. If I would have had that back when I was their age, you know, who knows? But yeah, I mean, it's just their passion about chasing these fish, and you know, they're going to do whatever it takes to catch them, if you know, forward facing or not forward facing. So next season ought to be it'll let the world know that these kids do know how to fish.
Stephen Browning has been our guest. He heads to Okeechobee. He's got good history at Okeechobee. Opportunity. Yep. He's not going to make the elites, but he has a great opportunity to make the Bassmaster Classic with a win. How cool would it be to see Stephen Browning fishing his 11th Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville if it comes to that? Stephen, I appreciate you so much. I can't wait to see you on stage down there in Clewiston.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. And thanks to the listeners.
All right. Thank you. And that's Stephen Browning. And that's, again, one of the guys I'm pulling for. I know we're not supposed to. I talked about Matt Adams. I know we're not supposed to pull for guys. He's one of the guys I'm pulling for. I'm just going to tell you that right now. All right. We're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Blake Smith is a Floridian who spent a lot of time on Okeechobee. He'll be fishing this tournament as well. And he's going to give us a little scouting report on Okeechobee next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. He's a fascinating guy on a number of different levels. A fascinating guy. First of all, he's an excellent fisherman out of Florida. He is also, you know, a very faithful guy, and he's not afraid to talk about his faith. If you ever go to an open tournament or whatnot, you'll see him out there doing the invocation before the anglers go out, and that's a big part of what he does. He's an author, you know, he helped write a book as well based on faith, and he's also with Amphibia Eyewear as well. So he's an entrepreneur. So he does it all. He's Blake Smith, and he's now on Bassmaster Radio on the VMC Hook. Blake, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, man, glad to be here. You know, I've sat and listened to hundreds of these shows, and it's awesome to get to next week. I'm going to actually just hear my own voice on there.
So that's right.
Awesome, man. Big fan. Love it. Man, Tom, you're doing a great job, and what a great platform to for all of us bass guys out there that just love to catch bass.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you'll be catching them next week at Okeechobee, a body of water that you know well. And this whole EQ thing has been fascinating. You know, the stress that the guys are going through, you can't have even one bad day. We've talked about that with Laker Howell, who won the last go-round at Wheeler, a tournament that you had a good tournament there, made a nice little check at that one. But one bad day could squash things for you. But you know, you're sitting 33, 34, somewhere in there in the standings, and, you know, a big event at Okeechobee, a couple of guys stumble, and boom, you're right there, man.
I know. It's, you know, it's something to think about. You know, I try not to think too far in advance. I mean, bass fishing's all about one day at a time. And, you know, it was, I've literally had one rough day, and that was day one at Champlain on EQ number one, where I only weighed in 18 pounds, which is 18 pounds. And any lake in North America would be, you know, just absolutely. And to stumble and weigh in 18 and then, but come back and weigh 21 the next day, you know, it's, I'm a firm believer that it's God's timing in everything we do.
Yeah.
You know, good days, bad days, and different days. He knows none of it goes through his hands without knowing. And we, you know, listen, my eternity is secure, and I know that, and nothing matters after that. So I'm thankful I get to go catch some bass for a living. I've been doing this full time for 11 years, and man, what an awesome job to get to go out, catch bass, talk to people about bass fishing and Jesus at the same time.
Yeah, you know, and it is pretty cool. I can't tell you how many times I know, especially if you're out by yourself on the water, that, you know, you're fishing, but you kind of got that regular conversation going with God, you know, as well the whole time. You know, you're just taking in all of the environment and everything else, and then also, you know, able to have that kind of running conversation going on with your Savior.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about when basically God said, "Hey, listen, rule over the fish of the sea, rule over the land that roam, the animals that roam the land." And there's many a times. I mean, I was sitting in a tree stand this morning, and same prayer that I pray in the tree stand, I pray on the wood, or I pray at the boat ramp in the morning. Like, Lord, let me do exactly what you've called me to do. And that's to rule over these fish and rule over the animals of which you've put here for me to partake with. Mm-hmm. And it makes it just an awesome feeling to know that, hey, listen, it's, man, he created everyone. And I have a good buddy and mentor in the industry named Mark Rose. And he used to say, hey, what better than to pray to the man who created them?
Yeah.
And it is awesome, man. It's, I never take a day of it for granted.
Yeah.
Not
Randy Howell was on the show last week. Randy's a good friend, and you know, and he often tells the story about the classic, the 2014 classic at Gunnersville, where he lives, and how on the last day he was heading in one direction, and then it's all of a sudden, you know, it just came to him, and it was like the Lord spoke to him and said, "Make a right here. Just go to Browns Creek. Don't go that way. Go this way." And he did. He just out of the blue just turned and went that way and caught the winning fish. You know, it was amazing, and won, you know, $300,000 in the Bassmaster Classic. So you know, just answering the bell, man. Sometimes you got to be ready to answer it. So that's a great deal. So you'll be answering the bell at Okeechobee. Now, this is a body water, like I say, that you know pretty well. It's all over the place. I lived in Florida for a number of years. My family has lived down there for 40 years now, so I've spent a lot of time myself on Okeechobee. But it seems like every time you go there, it's a different lake. Grass is here, grass isn't there. Stay in the canal, get out of the canal. I mean, it's just nuts the way that lake fluctuates a little bit. What do you think we've got when you guys land there next week?
Well, I will say this, in time, Okeechobee's become such a mass body of water to be able to fish the way you like to fish. You know, as proved time and then, whether it was somebody dropping one of the biggest bags there last year in our open, or elite events being won with forward facing or not forward facing, or somebody's going to throw a top water or whatever, you'll be able to kind of fish in any normal circumstance. Okeechobee now is a body of water that you can fish the way you want to fish. However, I'm going to be a big however here. Tuesday, we have our first cold front of the year. So I don't know if you know much about Floridians.
Oh, it shuts them down. It can shut them down.
Yeah, but not only do we as people, but also all the animals here shut down whenever it's cold. So Tuesday night, we're expecting, you know, temperatures in the 40s down there in Clewiston. So, man, you know as well as I do, anything can happen, and anything is possible or liable to happen next week at that event. You know, guys are going to have to, man, they're going to have to really pull out all their little tricks in order to fool enough weight for success next week. So it's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a great tournament to watch. You know, everybody's going to be able to watch that live, I think all 3 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, all 3 days.
And, man, the coverage, you know, the MC is such a great dude. it's been awesome. And, man, we're looking forward to a great event down in South Florida.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we had Brandon Polinick on. He's the last one that won there. But he was doing something that nobody would really think of, although there was four or five guys up there doing it, you know, all together, way up a canal, right up against, you know, one of those little dams. And do you think that that's like totally a one-off? Or, I mean, do you got to check it? Because you would think that that's been pounded now, you know, over the last year. But is that something you got to take a look at, or is that like, no, that ain't happening again?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the great things about bass fishing is it exploits the weaknesses of the lake. And, you know, when we're live on television, whether, you know, it's Bassmaster Opens or the Elites or whatever it is, and people get to see that happening, every little weakness that a lake has, advocacy that is unknown, is turned over for months and months and months after that, because people see it, they go, wow, we can do that. And I can promise you, since that day that Brandon won there, that there's been 42,000 shiners on corks thrown in that spot by captains on the lake, because then I know that's happening. So, I mean, I'm confident, you know, and those guys make a living. I don't blame them, dude. I used to make a living fishing too, you know, and why not take something that's that hot and exploit it for your clients? And, you know, so will it happen again? It very well could. We've got some of the best talent in the industry. They're going to be there with the EQs next week, but with the forward facing situation there in the rim ditch or even, you know, up in the canals. But I do believe this. It's Florida. Today was 89 degrees, right? This is fall, but I'm sure there's been fish spawning already. There's probably fish in pre-spawn. There'll be fish in every phase when we get there, even though it's November. Down there, I mean, you're 30 miles from Cuba, so it's everything is on the table next week when we're down at Lake Okeechobee.
And you mentioned about doing it the way you want to do it. you know, there are a lot of spots. I mean, on that lake where, you know, you can be out in the main lake, and that was what everybody used to do all the time. But you talked about the rim canal, and then some of those residential areas, you know, where there are canals going up into residential areas where you never even get out to the main lake. I mean, you know, all of those things kind of come into play, it seems like.
It does. And I will say this too, with our EQ field, we're going to have a smaller field. I think generally, I don't know how many people we have pre-registered, but I think we were at 95 in the last two. And you can fish where you want. I mean, yeah. that's a small field in comparison to any other tour event, that whether I was there with F4 or Bassmaster Open or whatever it was, you know, that's a pretty small field. So you can kind of get away. That's a big body of water, biggest body of water we got here. And you can kind of go do what you want. You can find something off by yourself maybe a little bit. And but here's how it always plays. You know, we've had a lot of dark stain, muddy water, a lot of water fluctuations past couple of months. And somehow Florida always ends up fishing small, no matter where we go. So, man, I'm excited. I don't know what to expect until I can get there and put a line in the water, but I can promise you that, I'll be putting a Yamamoto Senko everywhere I can put one next week. I can promise you that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt it's going to be an exciting event. my understanding is it looks like about 85, which is a pretty good number, because when you figure the number of guys that, you know, from a point standpoint, can't get through to the elites, you know, we were worried a little bit to see, you know, how many of those guys would still show up. But you know what? It's a derby. There's a lot of money on the line. Yeah. And so it looks like it's going to be a pretty good field there for that deal. Blake Smith with us here. He is an EQ angler. And have you peeked ahead, you know, if you don't make it through to the elites, you know, the open schedule starts right in your backyard at the Kissimmee Chain. And it won't be very long. I mean, it's at the end of January. So have you kind of peeked ahead at that a little bit? Are you looking forward to giving it another shot through the Opens? You know, and it'll be a little bit different next year with some of the different rules and so on. But, you know, are you looking ahead to that?
I have. I've looked at schedules, and we're still playing with schedules as a family. This was my hardest year of my life. I mean, I did 15 tournaments this year. This will be number 15. And we are trying to debate on how many tournaments we're going to fish next year and where the Lord wants us or what he wants us to do. And we're excited. I have no idea. No, nothing 100% set in stone, because obviously lots of curveballs can be thrown here, but man, we're grateful, thankful. And I know I'll be fishing, doing something. I promise you that.
All right. Before I let you go, tell me about Amphibia Eyewear. You know, cause an exciting company, an eyewear company that some great, great products that they have now at Amphibia.
Absolutely, man. You know, Amphibia Eyewear has been in the fishing industry probably longer than most, but we're excited about it because a couple things. One, it floats. I mean, your glasses fall off your eyes as you're running across the lake or wherever you're going, or you're in a stream fishing or just swimming or jet skiing or surfing or whatever, and your glasses fall off. You can just literally reach down and pick them up. Number two, there's been a lot of really bad eye injuries in the industry and, you know, where people losing eyes or cameramen losing eyes. And with Amphibia, at least you can have that confidence for you or for your kids. For me, it's important for my kids. You know, I have six little girls, and when we're fishing, you know, daddy sets the hook pretty hard, and I don't want to knock an eyeball out of somebody. So, I make sure that each one of my kids as well are wearing Amphibia while we're on the water. And, not just because they look cool, but for one, it saves me because eyewear is an investment. I can't tell you how many of my competitor, you know, sunglasses that I lost over the years, just leaning over to look over the side of the boat or driving or putting them on my hat. With these, when you make that investment in a pair of glasses, an amazing, you know, very, very worthwhile investment, you know that for one, your eyes are protected. Number two, if you drop them in the water, they're going to float. So it makes it definitely a good thing to have.
And I'm not a big fan of the lanyards. You know what I mean? I've never been a fan of the lanyards. So it's good to have that, the floating eyeglasses. That is tremendous. You can check them out at AmphibiaEyeGear.com. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com. Blake, I appreciate you so much, man. I will see you in about 10 days down there at the Big O.
Yes, sir. We'll see you then, man. God bless.
All right. God bless you as well. That is Blake Smith. He's a great dude, man. All right. We get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. You know, one of the most important things you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. I can help you with both of those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling and come in many styles and lens types. Now, I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around and the Eclipse wraparound frame for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lens, and for bright sunshine, it's the blue ice lens, or try the sandstorm lens for an all-purpose pair. Premium and quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.